This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia reported fierce fighting on Sunday on three sections of the front line in Ukraine a day after hosting an African peace mission that failed to spark enthusiasm from either Moscow or Kyiv. A Russian installed official said Ukraine had recaptured a village in the southern Zaporizhia region and were entrenching themselves there while coming under fire from Russian artillery. Ukraine last week said it had recaptured another nearby settlement and a string of villages further east in the Donetsk region at the start of its long-awaited counteroffensive. Both sides are suffering heavy casualties as Ukraine strikes back against Russia, a British assessment says. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
British intelligence officials monitoring the combat say the most intense fighting has centered on the southeastern Zaporizhia province around Bakhmut and further west in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk province. They say Russian losses are probably at their highest level since March. A Russian military spokesman says his forces are prevailing. The Ukrainian military says this weekend Russia's carried out 43 airstrikes, 4 missile strikes, and 51 attacks from multiple rocket launchers. Military officials warn Ukraine's counter-offensive will likely last a long time. I'm Jackie Quinn.
2 days after being discharged from the hospital, Pope Francis resumed his cherished Sunday custom of greeting the public in St. Peter's Square. He began the window appearance by saying the human and spiritual closeness he felt while hospitalized from abdominal surgery gave him great comfort. Thousands in the square exploded in applause when he came to the window. At the end, the crowd had erupted in shouts of "Long live the Pope!" This is VOA News. The U.S. Secretary of State and Chinese Foreign Minister on Sunday held what both called candid and constructive talks on their differences from Taiwan to trade. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The two seem to agree on little beyond keeping the conversation going with an eventual meeting in Washington. Speaking after a 5.5-hour meeting, followed by a dinner, U.S. and Chinese officials both emphasized their desire for stable and predictable relations. But China was clear it regards Taiwan as the most important issue and greatest risk. This is the first visit to China by a U.S. Secretary of State in 5 years. Before the talks, U.S. officials saw little chance of any breakthrough on the long list of disputes between the world's two largest economies. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Thailand's caretaker government was preparing to host talks with the foreign minister of Myanmar's military junta on Monday, a day later than planned, as key Southeast Asian nations signaled they would stay away from the divisive meeting. Bangkok has been pushing to re-engage with Myanmar's generals, who have been locked in conflict with armed opposition militias since seizing power in a 2021 coup in the face of opposition from other members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, which has barred the junta from senior-level meetings. Thailand, whose prime minister himself first took power in a coup, sent out an invitation just 4 days ago to ASEAN foreign ministers, inviting them to what it said would be an informal meeting starting on Sunday. A cyclone tore through southern Brazil, killing at least 13 people and forcing thousands from their homes, authorities said Sunday. Torrential rain and strong wind caused damage in dozens of towns and the latest in a string of climate disasters in the South American country. Microsoft says early June disruptions to Outlook cloud platform were cyber attacks. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In a blog post published after the Associated Press sought clarification on the sporadic but serious outages, Microsoft confirmed that they were DDoS denial of service attacks by a shadowy new hacktivist group calling itself Anonymous Sudan, which some security researchers believe is Russia affiliated. The software giant offered few details on the attack to its flagship Microsoft Office suite, including Outlook email apps, or how many customers were affected. I'm Julie Walker.
Download the VOA mobile app or follow us online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.